Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Don't become a victim.
Scams on the rise.
A warning today. Watch out.
Be aware with the BBB.
Should I click on this? No.
On Wisconsin's Midday News.
It is time to be aware with the BBB, and today we start with something a little different, something good. I like that. The BBB Serving Wisconsin just opened up applications for the 2025 Students of Integrity Scholarship. Lisa Schiller with the BBB is back to explain who's eligible for the scholarship, how students can apply, and maybe, just maybe, she'll even give your family some tips on how to make sure that essay stands out. Great to have you back, Lisa.
I'm so glad to be here, and I'm glad to be talking about something positive today.
Isn't that great? I know. We have to talk about the scams, but this is a little nice break. So what's the idea behind this BBB scholarship?
Right. So this is our 15th year. So we've been awarding these scholarships about a dozen a year. This year it's going to be 10 for $2,500 a piece, which is, you know, a decent amount of money.
Yeah.
And really, you know, the purpose of this is that the Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin hopes to develop future business leaders who will promote ethics in the Wisconsin marketplace. And always remember, you know, that they won and do good things.
So for people just hearing about this, maybe for the first time, what's the process like? How do you go about being included in this opportunity?
Right. So it's not that difficult. And it does not take, you know, a week to apply. So I want to encourage people. This is for high school seniors. And they need to have a 3.0 grade point average or show a consistent improvement over the years. So this is not really based on grades. You know, this is primarily based on an essay that the student has to write. They have to show us, you know, an ethical dilemma that they came face to face with and what they did in order to overcome that. So 500 words. And if they don't like to write, they can certainly provide us a video or audio.
Oh, I like that component.
I know.
Okay, but I did ask you about the essays earlier this week because the most important part of the submission is the student's personal essay, whether that comes via a written letter or comes via a video, as you said. So were you able to dig up a couple essays? I was just kind of curious what stood out in years past. I would love to hear just a little synopsis from somebody who won.
Right. You know, I do. I have a couple of little snippets from a couple of the winning essays from last year. And I'll tell you that I have been part of the decision making as far as narrowing these down because we get, you know, a couple hundred.
Sure.
And so reading these essays are always so touching. You know, I mean, I get tears in my eyes every time I go through these. And so it's very hard to choose. And, you know, we really have to, you know, we really have to go through them with a fine tooth comb. And so there are a couple that have stood out. So I'll give you one. I'll start with one example of one of the winners from last year. So remember that we had a dozen winners last year. So this person says, then this is in regard to on alerting his boss to unethical behavior in the workplace. And you have to remember the BBB's buzzwords are, you know, ethics and integrity. So
right.
It's really spoke to us. This one said, this experience taught me. So again, this was on alerting his boss to unethical behavior in the workplace. He says, this experience taught me that integrity is not always rewarded with approval from others. Doing what is right can cause some relationships to be damaged, but that does not mean it is not worth doing. So very important. And that came from Joshua Andre Ortega from last year.
Pretty cool stuff here. So I'm reading through the submission process here. Community involvement, matters, volunteer activities, awards and honors, all great, all considered here. And there's still a couple of months to go if people want to be a part of this.
Yes, they still have time. Actually, we just opened it up. So they have until, they have a few months. They have until next year to apply. So we have a whole packet of information on our website at bbb.org/Wisconsin. They can click on it. They can read more about it. They can obtain an application. The essay counts for 60%, so keep that in mind. But we do, you know, require letters of reference. So that is, you know, plays a little bit of an important role. Academics are 10%. And community involvement, we look at that a little bit, 5%. And if they're first generation college student, 5%. They'll get an extra 5%
for that. 5%. That's great. Okay, I had you dig. So I know you have another essay out there. And since I made you dig for this, can you tell us about somebody else? Because I love hearing from these students. This is in their own words.
Yeah.
These are the winners.
Yeah, and they're touching. Remember, this is just a portion. So I'm just reading you a portion from some of the winners. Otherwise, I'd be here for quite a while. So this one says, on hiding his father's car keys so he would not drive after drinking, says that moment taught me that doing the right thing isn't always easy and it won't always be rewarded right away. Sometimes it even comes with immediate consequences. But in the end, integrity isn't about avoiding punishment or seeking approval. It's about making choices that align with what you know is right, no matter how difficult they are. So that was in regard to his own father and trying to help out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are some incredible stories. So applications open for the 2025 Students of Integrity Scholarship. Good luck to those who are applying. I love it. Okay, so let's talk about some tips, right? We can't go through a segment of Be Aware with the BBB without talking about some tips, right, Greg?
Well, I like it because I get messages every day.
Okay.
I'm still getting the loan approval thing.
Yeah.
It's a different area code that pops into my phone. It always says a possible spam, but I've been approved for a loan anywhere between $58,000 and $63,000. Just need to call them back. I've not yet done it.
Don't do it.
Okay, good. Yeah, good.
Okay, Lisa.
I'm here to tell you.
Here's something new. And I don't even, I know it's a scam, but this is something different than anything we've talked about before. This is just somebody asking a question, not asking for anything, but I feel like these are now these new things that are leading you just to start a conversation. So yesterday during the show, 12:53, I get a text, can I borrow you for a sec? So it makes it sound like it's casual, too,
conversational,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't respond at all. And then today during the show, come to dinner. What are these? This is something new. I feel like, is this just trying to get you to start a conversation?
It is. And, you know, it reminds me, I mean, it's got to be a spinoff of what we saw about 2 years ago starting up, where someone would say, hey, you know, it was great seeing you last night, or I had a great time, where it prompts the other person to really think about it and go, well, wait a minute. You know, I think maybe they reached the wrong number, and then they reply. So it tells them that, the phone number is a workable number, you know. But second of all, you know, they're hoping to engage you back and forth. And, you know, some people do.
Well, every week it seems like we got something new for that. But we also wanted to talk today because life is full of unexpected twists and turns.
Yes.
So say you lose your house keys or, I mean, I'm always tracking traffic. So somebody, you know, their car breaks down. What are some just contacts that you should always have, whether you keep them in your back pocket, you keep them in your wallet, you keep them in the car?
Right. I love to talk about this because it's something that people don't often think about until they're in the situation. And now they're locked out of their house. They need a locksmith, or their, pet is sick or ill, or they need, emergency service. And now, they don't know where to go. So I love to give the advice that everyone should do their research a little bit earlier, be prepared. So in other words, a locksmith is my favorite example because we see so many scams in regard to locksmiths. Yes. So, but to answer your question, what you should have in your back pocket for your home, a locksmith, have that phone number, already do your research, already know, who's had, positive comments and reviews.
Yeah, ask the neighbor. Who's your go-to locksmith?
Right.
Who is trusted?
Exactly.
And not too expensive.
And do your own research. Check on them. Check C-Camp, check BBB. Check reviews online. And have that in your back pocket, that person's name and phone number. An electrician and a plumber, both very, very good. I mean, a pipe burst or something happens to your plumbing and now, you're desperate. And you want to get that call as soon as possible because who knows how long it will take. So have those numbers in your back pocket. For your car, I have a reputable tow service handy, or an auto repair shop as well. Very, very good to have that. And then, for your family, how about a babysitter or nanny service, a pediatrician? You don't want to have to find that at the last minute. Ask around and, when you get so many positive replies, put that pediatrician and phone number in your phone or keep it handy. And as far as, finances, a bank or credit union, your credit card company as well.
All right. There you go. A note card in your wallet, Greg. Hey,
Lisa, I want to double back real quick on the messages that Jessica was receiving. Mm-hmm. I did not send those to you, by the way, come to dinner or got a sec. Some people might feel compelled to even respond wrong number. Is that dangerous?
Yeah. I mean, our advice always is don't respond at all. Just hit delete, which is hard for us to do. I feel like, people want to be kind and, this poor person, might have reached me an error. So I'm going to let them know that, they have the wrong number. Do not feel bad. Just hit delete.
I always say just like, don't even think that much into it. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't think about it at all. I'm just like scam,
right.
Out of mind.
The loan thing that I've been getting,
yes,
for weeks and weeks and weeks, and it probably happens 14, 15 times a week, right? It's just ridiculous how many times these messages are coming in. There is a message left by a person, And then it also says, press 7 to opt out. Right? But again, they can hear my voice saying, hi, you've reached the voicemail of Greg Matzik. I'm not here right now. Leave a message. They know that the phone is operational. By pressing 7, am I causing any damage?
Yes. Well, I don't know if I would call it damage, but I would say don't do it.
Well, I haven't. It's just annoying.
Yeah. I mean, and for anyone that's listening out there, don't do it. It is annoying. These loan calls are just overwhelming right now. I mean, that's what we're getting the most of. It's constant. It's all day long to our BBB scam tracker. I mean, it's boring me to have to go through these. You know, like, give me something juicy. But no, these loan calls and text messages are never ending right now. But yeah, I would say don't even. And people ask that all the time when we go out and give presentations to the community. Should I hit, you know, 7 to, you know,
yeah, I don't think they're going to stop if I hit 7.
Yeah, right.
Right, they're not stopping.
And right. And that'll probably just, you know, indicate to them that, you know, it's a working number.
Lisa, by the way, one of our fans from the 414 says, I'm a locksmith. So glad she brought that up.
Oh, yes.
We appreciate it, Lisa. Lisa with the BBB, serving Wisconsin. Thanks so much. That's Be Aware with the BBB. Twice a month.